going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're joined live by cybersecurity expert Arun Viswanath this morning. A cyber attack earlier this year at the Buffalo News, the parent company of the Buffalo News, resulted in 40,000 subscribers having their data exposed, including names and social security numbers. Arun, because of names and social security numbers, this is a big thing, isn't it?
That's right, Susan. It is a big thing. And what's even bigger is that they waited 4 months to tell us about it.
Why would there be that delay?
Oh, you know, this is the thing, right? Part of the problem is that there are lawyers involved in this, right? Originally, breach notification was meant to inform you and I of anything that happened with our data. But now you have lawyers involved. And what they're doing is they're taking their time. It took a good 4 months. There aren't any federal breach notification laws, per se. And New York, for instance, California, for instance, doesn't specify when you need to notify. It just wants you to notify in good time. Some states, like Colorado, Florida, for instance, they have 30-day notification requirements. So, you know, and as the saying goes, right, once you have the chief legal officer are getting involved in this. This is not about protecting you and I. It's about protecting the company from lawsuits. So they've taken their time doing this. Part of it is just due diligence, but part of it is just waiting, you know, to figure out what they're going to do to stave off potential lawsuits.
So now for these subscribers getting this notice yesterday, what should they be doing?
Well, look, you know, just like, you know, you don't want to, everybody for this matter, whether you're getting this notice or not, you got to practice good cyber hygiene, right? You got to presume that your data is being compromised or about to be compromised, or in all our cases, has been compromised in some attack. Good cyber hygiene, right? Lock your credit. Don't wait for a notification, just like you don't want to wait for a storm to buy an umbrella. Lock your credit. Be proactive about it. Use a password manager. Use two-factor authentication. Watch for suspicious emails. And if you think your credit has been compromised, look to see what legal recourse you have so you can proactively go after it.
Some things are kind of easy to spot, right? You have like a credit monitoring. Right. If your credit card information is stolen, I mean, typically you get a notification from the bank in some cases almost immediately. Or even if you don't, it's easy to monitor things like that. When it comes to your social security number, and, you know, all of a sudden people might be opening things in your name, but they attach maybe a different contact info to it. How do you kind of keep tabs of that to make sure that's secure?
Look, there's two things we got to do. And I think everyone should do this. Like, for instance, in New York State, you can lock your credit for free. You can freeze it with all the three credit agencies. So one of the most important cyber hygiene steps everyone should take is to lock their credit, freeze your credit. This way, you're only opening it up when you need it. So if you're going out to buy a car, for instance, you can open it specifically to that particular lender, or you can open it for a period of time. It's a proactive step you can take. And one of the things that I think all of us need to advocate for is that all our credit should be frozen by default. If you have a child, for instance, you know, their credit is still open until they hit, you know, 18. think that's it's incumbent on these agencies to help us protect our credit better. And in all these cases, for instance, in this Lee Enterprises hack, for instance, they're giving you a year of credit monitoring. That's nothing when your credit is basically compromised potentially for life. So the first thing you do, freeze your credit. The second thing you do is, if you can afford it, get some credit monitoring, because they'll give you proactive notifications just like some credit cards do. Every time there is a hit on your credit, every time there's a change in your balances, for instance, anything that's happening with your credit, they're going to send you a notification.
Okay, two good things. And freezing your credit shouldn't be for just a period of time. You should basically always keep it frozen until you need it.
That's right. That's okay. Absolutely right. And they allow you to do it for free now. And opening your credit once it's frozen can be done online. So it's not a hassle to do it. And to me, it's like one of those basic steps when we talk about cyber hygiene. We say, you know, don't wait for something to happen. Don't wait for that flood to start, you know, or a heart attack to start learning about CPR. Do it proactively so that you know what to do, so you're protected. You're not waiting for Lee Enterprises to send you that breach notification 4 months after the fact.
Hey, good information. Hey, Arun, thank you. Arun Viswanath, joining us, talking about cybersecurity in the wake of the latest news from Lee Enterprises.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.